Job chapter 14. A human being, born from a woman, lives a short, trouble-filled life. He comes up like a flower and withers away, flees like a shadow, doesn't last. You fix your eyes on a creature like this, you drag him to court with you. Who can bring what is pure from something impure? No one. Since his days are fixed in advance, the number of his own months is known to you, and you have fixed the limits which he can't cross. Look away from him and let him be, so that, like a hired worker, he can finish his day in peace. For a tree, there is hope that if it cut down, it will sprout again, that its roots shall grow, even if its roots grow old in the earth and its stump dies in the ground. Yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth branches like a young plant. But when a human being grows weak and dies, he expires. And then where is he? Just as water in a lake disappears, as a river shrinks and dries up, so a person lies down and doesn't arise. Until the day, or until the sky no longer exists, it will not awaken. It won't be roused from sleep. I wish you would hide me in Sheol, conceal me until your anger has passed, then fix a time and remember me. If a man dies, will he live again? I will wait all the days of my life for my change to come. You will call, and I will answer you. You will long to see what you made again, whereas now you count each step of mine. Then you will not keep watch for my sin. You will seal up my crime in a bag and cover over my iniquity. Just as a mountain erodes and falls away, its rock is removed from its place. The water wears away its stones, and the floods wash away its soil. So you destroy a person's hope. You overpower him and he passes on. You change his appearance and send him away. His children earn honor, but he doesn't know it. Or they are brought low, but he doesn't notice. He feels pain only for his own flesh. He laments only for himself. Job chapter 15. Then Eliphaz the Temanite spoke. Should a wise man answer with hot air arguments? Should he fill up his belly with the hot east wind? Should he reason with the useless talk or make speeches that do him no good? Why, you are abolishing fear of Elohim and hindering prayer to him. Your iniquity is teaching you how to speak, and deceit is your language of choice. Your own mouth condemns you, not I. Your own lips testify against you. Were you the firstborn of the human race, brought forth before the hills? Do you listen in on Elohim's secrets? Do you limit wisdom to yourself? Do you know that what do you know that we don't know? What discernment do you have that we don't? With us are gray-haired men, old men much older than your father. Are the comfortings of Elohim not enough for you, or a word that deals gently with you? Why does your heart carry you away, and why do your eyes flash angrily, so that you turn your spirit against Elohim and let such words escape your mouth? What is a human being that he could be innocent? Someone born from a woman that he could be righteous? Elohim doesn't trust even his holy ones. No, even the heavens are not innocent in his eyes. How much less one lonesome and corrupt, a human being who drinks iniquity like water? I will tell you, hear me out. I will recount what I have seen. Wise men have told it, and it wasn't hidden from their fathers either. To whom alone the land was given, no foreigner passed among them. The wicked is in torment all his life, for all the years allotted to the tyrant. Terrifying sounds are in his ears. In prosperity, robbers swoop down on him. He despairs of returning from darkness. He is destined to meet the sword. He wanders and looks for food, which isn't there. He knows the day of darkness is ready at hand. Distress and anguish overwhelm him, assaulting him like a king about to enter battle. He raises his hand against Elohim and boldly defies Yahweh, running against him with head held high and thickly ornamented shield. He lets his face grow cross and fat, and the rest of him bulges with blubber. He lives in abandoned cities, his houses no one would inhabit, houses about to become ruins. Therefore, he will not remain rich. His wealth will not endure. His produce will not bend the grain stalks to the earth. He will not escape from darkness. The flame will dry up his branches. By the breath from the mouth of Elohim, he will go away. Let him not rely on futile methods, thereby deceiving himself, for what he will receive in exchange will be only futility. This will be accomplished in advance of its day. His palms will not be fresh and green. He will be like a vine that sheds its unripe grapes, like an olive tree that drops its flowers. For the community of the unrighteous is sterile. Fire consumes the tents of bribery. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. Their womb prepares deceit. In response, Job said, Job chapter 16, I have heard this stuff so often. Such sorry comforters, all of you. Is there no end to the words of wind? What provokes you to answer this way? If I were in your place, I too could speak as you do. I could string phrases together against you and shake my head at you. I could strengthen you with my mouth, with lip service. I could ease your grief. If I speak, my own pain isn't eased. And if I don't speak, it still doesn't leave. But now he has worn me out. You have desolated this whole community of mine. Besides, you have shriveled me up, and this serves to witness against me. My being so thin rises up against me and testifies to my face. He tears me apart in his anger. He holds a grudge against me. He gnashes on me with his teeth. My enemies look daggers at me. Wide mouth, they gape at me. With scorn, they slap my cheeks. They gather themselves together against me. Elohim delivers me to the perverse, throws me into the hands of the wicked. I was at peace, and he shook me apart. Yes, he grabbed me by the neck and dashed me to pieces. He set me up as his target. His archers surrounded me. He slashes my innards and shows no mercy. He pours my gall on the ground. He breaks in on me again and again, attacking me like a warrior. I sewed sackcloth together to cover my skin and laid my pride in the dust. My face is red from crying, and on my eyelids is a death dark shadow. Yet my hands are free from violence, and my prayer is pure. Earth, don't cover my blood. Don't let my crying rest without being answered. Even now, my witness is in heaven. My advocate is there on high. With friends like these as intercessors, my eyes pour out tears to Elohim, that he would arbitrate between a man and Elohim, just as one does for his fellow human being. For I have put few years left. I have but few years left before I leave on the road of no return.